Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in Texas, and would like to put ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So as of right now, are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Great. So in which state are you like currently in right now? Like, do you reside in?
Texas.
Texas? All right, thank you. So in which county in Texas do you currently live in?
Hidalgo.
Hidalgo? All right. Of all personal telephone calls you receive, would you say you get most of them on a cell phone, on a home phone, or on both equally?
I only have a cell phone.
Cell phone? All right. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yep.
All right. Thank you. So are you or is anyone in your household employed by like a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
I'm sorry. Are we what?
Oh, is anyone in your household hired by, like, a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or are they any candidates for political office?
No.
Nope. All right. So, just to ensure we have a representative sample, would you mind sharing in what year you were born in?
I can, mid-60s.
1950?
Mid-60s. So it could be 64, 65, or 66. I'm not going to
say. All right.
You can put whatever you want.
All right. Well, we're not allowed to do that, but what I can ask is, would you feel more comfortable if I give you, like, a category of ages, of, like, age ranges? And you can tell me what you fit in?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So the categories are 18 to 24, 25 to 34.
Nope.
35 to 44, 45 to 54, 65 to 64, or 65 and above?
What was that, 54 to 64, was it?
There was, 55 to 64.
Yeah, 55 to 64.
All right, thank you. So what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, all right, thank you. So what is the last grade you have completed in school?
I graduated 12th.
12th? All right. So a high school graduate then?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I'm sorry. No, it's a ridiculous job. He did a terrible job. Yes.
All right.
Just lousy.
So would you say you strongly disapprove then?
Oh, yeah. Disapprove. Yes.
All right, thank you. So if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
I'm a Republican.
Republican, all right. And would that be definitely or probably?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely, all right. So now I'm going to read you a few names of some people who are active in politics. And for each one, if you could please tell me if you either have a very favorable opinion about him or about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, those are also categories. So the first one is Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Myra Flores.
Somewhat favorable.
Vicente Gonzalez.
Oh, what's the lowest? Is there disgusted? Is that one?
There's very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Kamala Harris?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Thank you. So thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all interested, and a 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections?
6.
6? All right. So, if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for president?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were being held today, for who would you vote for? For Colin Albrecht or Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, all right. So, if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for who would you vote for? For Myra Flores or Vicente Gonzalez?
Myra Flores.
Myra Flores. And would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. So, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or something else, like independent?
I'm a registered Democrat. I've been voting Republican for the past maybe 8 years, so I consider myself in the middle, independent.
Independent, all right. So, in terms of, like, just generally speaking, would you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Probably moderate.
Thank you. Economic says, would you say you're low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Middle class.
Middle class, all right. So thinking about the languages you use in your home, would you say that at home you only speak Spanish, you speak Spanish with a little bit of English, you speak both equally, you speak mostly English or with a little bit of Spanish, or you only speak English?
Both equally.
Both equally, all right. So regardless of how you feel now, back in the 2020 election, so meaning 4 years ago, for who did you vote for president?
I voted for Donald Trump.
For Donald Trump, all right, thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey, so thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.